Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey in your area and would like to include your opinion. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Which of the following best describes you? Are you currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired, or a student?
Full-time.
Thank you very much. Are you or any member of your household is currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Professional services, yes or no?
What is that?
And professional services in general.
I guess, yes.
Thank you. And or is it banking, manufacturing, construction or building, commercial real estate development, trade services like electrical?
Oh, it's none of them. I guess it's not professional services.
Okay, and so which one is it?
None of those.
Okay, what about nonprofit endowment, retail, restaurant, hospitality, healthcare?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, thank you. And in what county do you live in?
Like coming.
Thank you. Now, which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Welcome the child, a new child into the household, yes or no?
No.
Open a new credit card?
No.
Declared bankruptcy?
No.
Bought a new home or refinanced your home?
No.
Started a new job?
No.
Open a new checking account?
No.
Open a savings account?
No.
Started a business?
No.
Purchased a new car?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. In which of the following best describes your age? 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, or 58 to 77?
58 to 77.
Thank you. Are you male, female, or non-binary?
Female.
Thank you. How involved are you in selecting and managing the finances in your household? Are you the key decision maker and handle most of the banking decisions? Are you the key decision maker, but someone else handles day-to-day banking needs? You are not very involved in the banking decisions.
The first one.
Thank you. Now, what do you look for in a bank?
Local.
Local. Only that, or would you like to add
No,
something
just
else?
local area. I want to go to the bank every Friday.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following do you currently have? A checking account, yes or no?
Yes.
Savings account?
Yes.
401k or retirement account?
Yes.
Money market, account?
Yes.
Home equity loan?
No.
Auto loan?
No.
Mortgage?
No.
Investment account?
No.
Personal loan?
No.
Credit card?
Yes.
And mobile payment apps such as Venmo, Zelle, Google Play, or Apple Play?
No, none of those.
Thank you. Now, your primary bank would be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank?
I'm thinking 33 years.
Thank you. And now this survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top five banks that come into mind?
Jersey Shore State Bank, Woodlands,
M&T.
M&T. Thank you.
That's about all I can think of.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following banks have you heard of? Is it Bank of America?
Oh, yes.
S&T Bank?
No.
Well, we have Jersey Shore State Bank, M&T Bank, Wells Fargo.
I've heard of them, yes.
Meridian Bank?
No.
QNB Bank?
No.
PNC?
Yes.
First National Bank of PA or Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Muncie Bank?
Oh, yes.
Chemung Canal Trust Company?
No.
FCC or formerly First Citizens Community Bank?
No.
Univest Bank?
No.
Covenant Bank?
No.
Key Bank?
No.
We have Woodlands Bank?
Yes.
Fulton Bank?
Yes.
TD Bank?
No.
Monument Bank?
No.
Northwest Bank?
Yes.
CNN, formerly known as Citizens and Northern?
Yes.
Five Star Bank?
No.
Citizens Bank?
No.
Santander Bank?
Oh, yes.
Penn Community Bank?
No.
First Commonwealth Bank?
No.
BB&T Truist?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Another one that comes to mind?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now, which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Bank of America?
Yes.
S&T Bank?
No.
Jersey Shore State Bank?
Yes.
M&T Bank?
No.
Wells Fargo?
No.
PNC?
No.
First National Bank of Pennsylvania?
No.
Muncie Bank?
No.
Woodlands Bank?
No.
Northwest Bank?
No.
CNN?
No.
Santander Bank?
No.
And BB&T or Truist?
No.
Thank you. Now, which bank do you consider your primary bank today? Bank of America or Jersey Shore State Bank?
Jersey Shore.
Thank you. And if making the choice today, which bank would you consider?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Thank you. If making the choice today, which one bank would you prefer to use? Would you most prefer to use?
Jersey Shore.
Thank you. And why do you prefer this bank?
It's local.
Thank you. And which, if any, banks would you avoid? Would you avoid Bank of America?
No.
S&T Bank?
No.
M&T Bank?
No.
Wells Fargo?
No.
PNC?
No.
First National Bank of Pennsylvania?
No.
Muncie Bank?
I probably wouldn't go there, no. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. What about a Woodlands Bank?
No.
Northwest Bank?
No.
CNN?
No.
Santander Bank?
No.
BB&T or Truist?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And what would you avoid this bank?
I don't know. They're not local, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. And for which banks have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads you've seen once in a while online or on your phone, as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards. Bank of America?
Yes.
SMC Bank?
No.
Jersey Shore State Bank?
Yes.
M&T Bank?
Yes.
Wells Fargo?
Yes.
PNC?
No.
First National Bank of Pennsylvania?
No.
Muncie Bank?
Yes.
Woodlands Bank?
Yes.
Northwest Bank?
No.
CNN, or formerly Citizens and Northern?
No.
Santander Bank?
Yes.
BB&T, or Truist?
No.
Thank you. Now, knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? Best rates?
Jersey Shore State.
Easiest to work with?
Jersey Shore State.
Best charitable support locally?
Jersey Shore State.
Most personalized service?
I guess Jersey Shore State, the only bank I go to.
Yeah. Quickest access to loans?
Jersey Shore State.
Great programs for youth?
Pardon?
Great programs for youth?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Most helpful banking personnel?
Yes.
Which bank would you associate with being the best?
Jersey Shore State Bank.
Thank you. We do have a shortened version if you don't want to keep saying that. JSSB.
I don't go anywhere else but Jersey Shore State Bank.
That's fine. It's still valid. Now, having convenient branch locations?
Yes, they do. Yes, Jersey Shore State Bank.
Thank you. Most up to date with technology?
I don't use technology, so I guess Jersey Shore State Bank.
A best reputation in area?
Jersey Shore State.
Most banking expertise in your area?
Yes, they are. Jersey Shore State.
Best local connections?
Yes, Jersey Shore State.
Most trustworthy?
Yes.
Was that Jersey Shore State Bank?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important. Now, offers, processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud. Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools. Gives a bank and helps support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support. Offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans. Has promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus. Has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. Offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education.
So you want me to rank these? Like, I don't understand what I'm doing.
We're going to rank them. What we want you to do is evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important.
Okay.
If you want to, let me go through all of them, and you can tell me the first 5 and then the second batch of 5, and we will go filling them out like that.
Okay.
Now, teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs, offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education, offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future, has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses, offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud, provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools, offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, gives back and helps support the community's its services through volunteer work and financial support, has promotion to open a checking account online to, and receive $400 cash bonus, has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay, and has wealth management and retirement products. So let's work on the first 5. Which ones were the ones that most popped up for you?
I don't remember what you said. I don't even know how to start that question.
Okay. Maybe, let's see, do you need something that popped up for you? Let's start there.
I guess the personal banking, I don't.
Personal banking as in services tailored to you, by having 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay?
No, I don't use online bill pay or ATM, so that would not be important.
So that would be, let's see, let me go over. Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools. So that was not it, right?
No, that's not it either.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I know that this question is a bit tough for us too. So, teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs?
No.
Offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. That was the first one. What about as the one next to that one?
I don't know. I really don't know. Can we skip this question? Because I need to leave in about 5 minutes.
Oh, unfortunately, we can't. It doesn't let us through.
I need to end the call then. I'm so sorry.
Is there a way that we can call you back?
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon. Okay, thank you very much. We will try to call you back and sort out these questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.